Pep Cannadale, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks. My pleasure.
What is happening with emissions? There's no sign of a downturn.
Actually, there's no sign of downturn. And if anything, we see a relentless increase of the main greenhouse gases, that is carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxides. Specifically, actually, we report in the IPCC that human activities have managed to increase carbon dioxide in the atmosphere by 40% since the Industrial Revolution, by 150% for methane concentrations, and by about 20% for nitrous oxide.
And what's the trend? In the last two decades, we've had global climate treaty negotiations at the United Nations. We've had a GFC. Has that made any difference?
Well, it hasn't. It hasn't because we see no pause inside of any of the growth for any of these three main gases. In actuality, what we find is that for the last decade, atmospheric CO2 has grown at about 2 parts per million per year, which is higher and faster than any time for the last 60 years. We've seen CO2 emissions from the combustion of fossil fuel being 3 times faster last decade than the previous one. We've seen even methane, which was stable for about a decade in the past, to actually resume growth again quite severely. And N2O, nitrous oxides, the same. We've seen a continuation of the growth.
So 1990s, how much were annual emissions growing then? How much are they growing now?
So in 1990, our carbon dioxide emissions were growing about 1% per year. Over the last decade, we've been growing about 3% per year. So these are about 3 times faster.
There is good news. Land use emissions are down. What does this mean? Simply that we're not destroying tropical forests at the same rate?
Well, I think that yes, there has been a decline in emissions from land use change, particularly deforestation in the tropics, particularly in Brazil, that have been trying to slow down deforestation. Also, we had a few very wet years, and we do actually detect that during wet years, particularly in Southeast Asia, where fire is used as a main tool for deforestation, you know, the wetness actually prevent further deforestation. So altogether, you know, there's certainly very good news in decline of emissions from land use change.
And what about the sinks, vegetation, the oceans? Are they still working? They soak up an incredible amount of the emissions that are produced, don't they?
Yes, we have this, what we call this kind of incredible 50% discount on climate change, because natural sinks, oceans and vegetation remove about 50% of all emissions that we put into the atmosphere from carbon dioxide. And the critical thing is to really understand whether those sinks will continue to operate as well into the future.
Do we know the answer to that question?
Well, we do, actually. We know that both land and oceans will become less efficient. In fact, actually, we have already detected that they're less efficient. That is, that they continue to grow, but they grow not as fast as emissions grow. As the planet will warm farther in the future, we'll see this efficiency even declining farther.
For the first time, there is mention in an assessment report of permafrost. The statement is that the effect could be over hundreds of years. What's going on with permafrost?
It is actually the first time that the IPCC reports saying that it's virtually certain that large areas of permafrost will experience thawing over multiple centuries. And that's in a statement to say that anything that initiates now, which we know thawing has already initiated now, will not go away. These are natural processes that when they begun, you know, they have self-sustaining inertia that will continue emitting emissions for years to come. Specifically, we go one step beyond, and of course, we have a lot of uncertainty yet. So we do say that with low confidence, we think that if we continue business as usual with emissions as we do now, and we follow the most warmer scenarios of the IPCC, that as much as 50 to 200 billion tons of carbon can be released by the end of this century. And 200 billion tons of carbon, it is actually equivalent about 20 years of emissions, additional 20 years of emissions at current rates.
Nations have agreed to cut emissions to avoid dangerous climate change. 2 degrees is the commitment. What have we got left in reserve in terms of our carbon budget to not overshoot 2 degrees? How much time and what's left in that budget?
Well, so this is about 272 billion tons of carbon. Sounds like a lot of carbon. Put in perspective, we have already emitted, since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, about 500 billion tons of carbon. And 272 billion carbons, we can actually blow them away pretty quickly. What we have is that if we were to freeze the amount of emissions that we're doing now and project into the future, in about 25 years, you know, we would use up the entire quota. Now, if we continue growing as we continue growing now, we would actually use up the quota in probably less than 20 years.
This assessment report has also run models, quite a few models, 10 models, on a negative emissions scenario. What does that mean? Is that the territory that we get into basically when we have used up our carbon budget and we're trying to still avoid that dangerous climate change?
Yeah, so basically for this particular exercise, we use 10 models. And what they show is that most of the models are requiring for negative emissions by about 2080, and that is actively removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere on top of being zero emitters from all our energy systems.
Is this the first time that an assessment report has looked at this negative emissions scenario?
Yes, in this detail, correct. This is something that as we have commitments for the 2 degrees, there's been a lot of modeling specifically at looking at the 2 degrees, and that has actually brought the issue of negative emissions, which was brought up a few years back, into really a main potential player if we were to stay under 2 degrees.
Pep Cannadale, thank you very much for talking to Breakfast.
Thank you.